History he knew well, for it was a living thing with him. "There," he would say, pointing to a bend of the river, "there, my boy, do you see those trees? That is where the Prince of Orange cut the dikes to drown the land and save Leyden." Or he would tell me the tale of the old Meuse, until the broad river ceased to be a convenient harbour and became a wonderful highroad, carrying the ships of De Ruyter and Tromp upon that famous last voyage, when they gave their lives, that the sea might be free to all. Then there were the little villages, clustering around the protecting church, which once, many years ago, had been the home of their patron saints. In the distance we could see the Leaning Tower of Delft. Within sight of its high arches, William the Silent had been murdered, and there Grotius had learned to construe his first Latin sentences. And, still further away, the long, low body of the Church of Gouda, the early home of the man whose wit had proved mightier than the armies of many an emperor, the charity boy whom the world came to know as Erasmus. Finally, the silver line of the endless sea, and, as a contrast, immediately below us, the patchwork of roofs and chimneys and houses and gardens and hospitals and schools and railways, which we called our home. But the tower showed us the old home in a new light. The confused commotion of the streets and the marketplace, of the factories and the workshop, became the well-ordered expression of human energy and purpose. Best of all, the wide view of the glorious pass, which surrounded us on all sides, gave us new courage to face the problems of the future when we had gone back to our daily tasks. History is the mighty tower of experience, which time has built amidst the endless fields of bygone ages. It is no easy task to reach the top of this ancient structure and get the benefit of the full view. There is no elevator, but young feet are strong, and it can be done. Here I give you the key that will open the door. When you return, you too will understand the reason for my enthusiasm. Hendrik Willem van Loon.